Can you hear me now? Can you hear me, Mama?
Can you hear me now?
Okay. I can hear myself. Okay. All right. So, yeah, I can hear me now. I don't know. This thing be tripping. Yeah, I can hear myself now. Okay. Hey, everyone. I didn't play the song. I didn't been on here talking. Y'all ain't heard nothing said. Welcome to Eve's Talk. You know how the thing do, all this stuff, this technology and stuff. Welcome to Eve's Talk, where we're all purpose and essential and valuable for the kingdom. I'm excited to be here on tonight. Thank you guys for your patience. Thank you for being on here tonight. Thank you for showing up on tonight. I'm excited. It's the month of March, which is a big deal for me. My birthday is in this month. My niece, my nephew, my daughter's birthday, my sissy's mom birthday in this month. So it's a lot of people's birthday in this month. So my friend Destiny's birthday is in March. And so I'm still kicking it a little bit. I'm still kicking it. But I'm excited to be here on tonight. We're 7 minutes already behind. I'm not going to keep you guys long, but I do want to talk about the plug. The plug, I know that's maybe an unpopular name. If you grew up in the hood with me, you know what the plug means. You know, you got the plug, you have access. And so I wanted to, because this urban word can be used in different ways, but I wanted to kind of give you guys a definition where I'm going to on tonight. The plug is a term used to describe someone who has access or connection with unlimited resources for obtaining something valuable that otherwise could be difficult to obtain, or you can't get it on your own. And so when I start thinking about the plug, I start thinking about how God gives us so many unlimited resources. Now, we know that God is the source, right? We know that God is the source, and we have access to all of the resources that he gives us. And I want to talk about, because I know there are a lot of people are going through some really difficult times, some really hard times, some really dark times. And I wanted to kind of encourage someone on today about talking about the plug. Like, if we're God's children, we're not in this thing by ourselves. Like, we're not out here fending for ourselves. Like, he's given us resources, he's given us resource of power. That's why when you read the scripture, it says that he's given us love, power, and of a sound mind. He's given us the things that we need in these times and when we're going through. But I don't think that we understand, or we don't know. I don't know anybody that don't want to use something that's available for them, but and they know it and they don't use it, right? So if I'm thirsty, water is a resource to keep me hydrated and not to be dehydrated. And so I'm not going to have water here accessible for me and not drink it, right? And I think that a lot of times we don't know what all resources available. And so I'm going to be really gone tonight. I'm going to talk about the power, the power that God has given us through different resources. Today, I want to make sure that we understand that God is the source and he have unlimited resources to things that is valuable to us. Like, the things that we need in our life to survive is valuable to us. And so we have limited resources of power to tap in so that we won't tap out. You know, your girl gonna always come with a scripture, because man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. If you want to make it in this life, if you want to make it and survive and be more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, you're gonna have to tap into God's word. That's the only way. That's the only way that we're going to survive this life, is that we have to tap into God's word. You frustrated, you complaining all the time, you whining all the time because you don't have access to the things that you should have access to, but you don't use them. And so in order for us, when we get something, God has given, that's why I want to talk about the plug, because God has given us what we need. It's our responsibility to use what he has given us. We have unlimited access to tap into things so that we won't tap out. Maybe the reason why you're tapping out, maybe the reason why you're throwing in a towel, maybe the reason why you feel overwhelmed, maybe the reason you feel like you're drowning, maybe the reason you feel like that these things in life is overtaking you is because you're not using the resources that's available. We have unlimited resources of the power to tap in so that we won't tap out. I'm familiar with wrestling. Somebody put you in a chokehold long enough and hard enough, you're going to tap. But God is saying he's giving you more strength than that. He's giving you more power than that. How do he give us power? He gives us power through his word. If you want to stay connected, if you want to stay tapped in, you're going to have to use God's word. Your word don't count. I don't care how much affirmation you give yourself, your words don't count. Eventually, eventually, your words is not going to be powerful enough. Only words is powerful to outlast anything in this world is God's word. We have to stay connected to his word. I am a student of the word. My Bible is read for a reason. I read the word of God each and every day. Every day. I'm in a study group. A Bible study group where we read the Bible every day. I'm going on 6 years with this group alone, reading the Word of God. Why? Because I know life gonna get difficult. I know life gonna get heavy, and I can't tap out. I can't. I got too much on the line. It's too much on the line to tap out. He give us his word. One of the other things that I know that God gives us, he gives us worship. We don't talk about worship. I'm not talking about praise. Anybody can praise God, but everybody can't worship God. When I was sick in my body and I couldn't get well, I'm telling you, when I was at the lowest points of my life and nothing seemed to help, it was worship. I would worship myself into healing. I would literally worship. It started out in prayer, but I would literally worship because I started speaking who God was and not what my body was saying. I started speaking, God, you're a healer. You're a deliverer. There's nobody like you. I've searched all over. I still cannot find anyone like you. There's no one holy. There's no one righteous. Even me saying that right now, something began to move on the inside because I'm a worshiper. I worship myself back to health because you know what? Worship takes you to a whole nother level. You can't stay in low places in worship. You can't stay low in depression in worship. Your worship lifts you above your circumstances. It lifts you into the presence of the Almighty. That's why the Bible said where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. When you enter into worship, you enter into a place where the Spirit of the Lord dwells, and you cannot be sick. You cannot be in bondage. You cannot be in a place of defeat when you worship. So in order for us to not to tap out, we have to tap into. We have to tap into his word, and we have to tap into his worship. Not only that, but we have to even tap into our weight. What do you mean? Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And that's my scripture on tonight. I'm coming from Isaiah 40, chapter 40, 28 through 31. And it reads, I'm in Exodus, I'm sorry, because I have another scripture that I'm coming out of. I thought I was in Isaiah, but let me turn to Isaiah real quick. Isaiah 40, 28, 21. It's a familiar scripture, but we only read a certain part of the scripture, right? You only hear people quote certain parts. I want to go from verse 28. Has thou not known? Has thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator, we know God of a lot of things, but I don't think that we really know God is the creator of the ends of the earth, fadeth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He gives power to the faint. To them that have no might, he increased their strength. So there is something available for us when we get to a point where we're weary, when we don't have any more strength. That's when we have access to the resources that God give us. He said he's going to give us strength. He give power to the faint and to them that have no might. He increased our strength. But we got to do what? We got to wait. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall, but them that wait upon the Lord. So when we get ahead of ourselves and we try to make something happen on our own, God is telling us to wait. Don't you know there is power in waiting? It's power in waiting. We got to use the resource of waiting so that we won't. Reason why you tapping out is because you're not waiting on the Lord. You're trying to do it in your own strength. Your strength don't give out. You're gonna give out. You can't do things in your own strength. He said, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagle. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. If we want to get to a place where we don't tap out, we got to have God's word, we got to have worship, and we got to have our weight. Those who wait upon the Lord, not who those go do all things on their own. Baby, your strength ain't good enough. Your words ain't good enough. But if you tap into the word of God, we want to do this life, this Christian life without God's word. The enemy beating you raggedly. That's what you raggedly right now, because you're doing it on your own. You can't do it on your own. You got to do it in the way that God has given us. We have resources available for a reason. He's the plug. You got everything you need, but you won't use your plug. God is the source. He's given us things that is valuable for us. It's valuable for us to use the resources available. He's given us the power to live. You shall live and not die. When you tap into God's word, when you tap in God's worship, when you wait upon the Lord and he strengthens you, the good thing is that we don't know how God is going to strengthen us. He might use somebody to strengthen us. He might use the word of God to strengthen us. He might use worship to strengthen us. But we have the power to live once we connect into the resources that's available. So that we won't tap out. Let me tell you something. We have the power to live because when we connect to the word, don't you know that the word of God is active? It's alive. If you read Hebrews, it tells you that the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. It's live. It's active. Where when we use God's word, it's not sitting somewhere dormant. It's going forth. You want things to go forth? Use the word of God. And when we use the word of God, when we connect to the word of God, when we connect to the resources of the word of God, we move in a different perspective. Just reading that scripture alone, I got excited because I be trying to rush out of places when God want me to wait, because there's strength in waiting. He's going to renew everything I need to be that need to be renewed in me if I just wait on him. We tell our kids to wait. I'm going to do it. Give me an opportunity to do it. Don't go ahead of yourself. But we try to do things on our own, and our perspective is the same. But life is beating you up, just beating you. You're just raggedy right now. It's getting the best of you. And I'm telling you, got the plug. You got the source. Who got the resources? We got the power to live because we know God is our protector. He protects us. God is our shelter. Even if it doesn't feel that way, life will have you feeling like that you've been exposed and that you unprotected. Because it seems as if life is getting the best of you, but it's not. You just feeling a little heat. You just feeling a little heat. You ain't burning up. God is allowing that for a reason. Because if life had its way, if the enemy had his way with us, we would be destroyed. He comes for no other reason but to kill, steal, and destroy. He don't come so that you could just feel a little something. No, he come to take you out. But we have the power to live because we know that we are protected. He's given angels charge over our life. I've been knowing since I was a little girl to read Psalms 91. Why? Because there's a protection over my life. I know that there's protection over my life because I can plead the blood. The Bible said when they put the blood on the doorpost, when they covered the house, when you cover yourself in the blood, the enemy has to pass over. Whatever's coming your way has to pass over. Why? Because I have access to be protected by the blood of Jesus. Even when it doesn't feel like my intellect, my spiritual knowledge, my maturity in God knows that I'm being protected. Why? Because the Bible declares that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and we are safe. There's no place that you can go in your life that God cannot be your shelter. Even when you done lost your mind, don't you know God can reserve your mind? I'm living witness that he can do it. The only reason why I'm here today is because he protected my mind. He didn't allow the things that I really went through to completely take my mind to the point that it could not be reversed. We serve a God that's able to reverse anything that the enemy bring your way. Somebody might be praying for a child that's lost. Somebody might be praying for a brother that's lost, or a sister that's lost, or a mother or a father. There's no place in their life that God cannot reverse it. It's no place where they can travel where he cannot reach for them and bring them back to the fold. There's no place. You can go to the highs of the mountains. You can go to the valley of the lows. There is no place. We know God is our protector. We know that we can count on his promises. Why? Because the promises of God is yes and amen. He is not man that he shall lie, or the son of man that he shall repent. If he said it, it's got to come to pass. God never promised us that life would be easy. He never told us that we wouldn't have to suffer. He never told us that we wouldn't have to go through trials and tribulation. He actually told us that we would. But if we don't read his word, we don't know what he said. And so we get thrown off. We get sucker punched by life because we're not in tune to what God is saying. He's saying, yeah, you're going to go through these things, but I'll be with you always. Yes, you're going to go through these things, but I'll never leave you or forsake you. You're going to go through these things, but I've given you the power to speak over your situation. I've given you the power. I've given you the victory. I caused you to triumph, is what his word says. But we don't know why, because we haven't tapped into his word. And when you tap into his word, you can automatically worship him. You can automatically worship God. Why? Because you didn't tap in. You cannot read God's word every day and it don't do something for you in the inside. I'm telling you, it changes you. It changes you every single day. That's why you got to stay connected to it. That's why you got to use the resources that's available. We have the plug. He's given us what we need. The word of God is you cannot find God's word nowhere else where it's so valuable but the kingdom of God. All the other gods that people serve, they can't do what we do. They can't do what we do. Not when we have real access, not when we're really connected. Listen, God is not, look, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises. He will do what he said do. He will do what he said he would do. If he said it, it will come to pass. I'm almost done. We have the power to see God in the darkness. I had to put that in there because I know that our life really do get dark. We go into some dark places. Either it's from losing a loved one, giving up on hope. Our life didn't turn out the way we thought it would be. It's that divorce. It's that wayward child. Whatever it is, we have the power to see God in the darkness. And I was in the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter, the 21st verse. It says that the people had gathered at Mount Zion. And the presence of God was at the top of the mountain. And it says that darkness was there. And it says, as Moses approached the thickness of the dark where God was, and the people looked upon that thing, and they was fearful. They trembled with fear. And so when I was reading, I was like, so the people actually saw Moses walk in the thick of the darkness where God was. And so I come to tell somebody, no matter how dark it get in your life, no matter what you have to go through in your season of this life, no matter what you challenge with, no matter how the enemy try to strip you of your mind, no matter how waver you, your child might be right now, no matter how bad the situation might be with your parents right now, no matter how bad things look in your life right now, you can still see God in the dark. You can still see God. There's hope for you today, because you can still see God in the dark. That's encouraging for me tonight, because I've been in some dark places, and it had not been for God shining himself in my dark places, I would have never gotten out. I would have never had the mindset that I have. I would have never had the worship that I have. I would have to have the endurance that I have. God wants us to wait because he's trying to give us endurance. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. You got to wait until morning. You trying to get your joy at night. God trying to give you joy in the morning. There's power in waiting. There's resources available for us, and we have to tap in so that we won't tap out. If you're tapping out right now, I need you to evaluate yourself. Evaluate your circumstances. See how are you connected with the Word of God? Are you just briefly reading the Word of God, or you're not reading the Word of God at all, or you just passing through? Some of us just, let me tell y'all something. We got to stop being these Christians that just passing through. You got to read the Word of God. I know people that don't read the Word of God until it's time for them to preach. You shouldn't be going throughout a whole year and you can count on your hands how many times you really just sat down and read the Word of God. That's some of your armor. The Word of God is some of your armor. It's your defense and your offense. That's why you out here getting tagged. That's why life putting hands on you, because you ain't got no protection. It's your defense and your offense. That's why you tapping out. You don't have no endurance. None whatsoever, because you cannot live by bread alone or by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. You want to win some battle, use the Word of God. He said it is written. We have the plug today. I spent a lot of years getting a hookup in the world. I would get the hookup. I knew a lot of people that had hookups, but it never lasted. But I got the plug today, and that plug is Jesus. I got unlimited resources to everything that I need. No matter what I go through, no matter what I face, I know where to go. I go to the rock. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to where I know where my help come from. And my help come from the Lord. You got the plug today. Stay connected. Stay connected so you won't tap out. You got your word. You got the worship. And you got the weight. Because there's strength in weight. You want to endure. God wants you to endure some things, so he's going to strengthen you. Those who wait, not those who go do their own thing, that go, they try to do it on it, but those who wait. You want strength? Wait on the Lord. Some trusting in horses, some trust in chariots, but we trust in the name of our Lord. His name is a strong tower. We're safe in there. That's all I have tonight. I hope that you guys been blessed. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for coming on tonight. Remember, you got the plug. You want the hookup? You got the hookup. If you're a believer on today, you got the hookup. My scriptures came from Isaiah 40 in 28 through 31. And I also came from another scripture, which is Exodus, the 20th chapter, the 21st verse. When you get time, go back and read the word of God. Make this word work for you. It'll work if you work it. It won't work if you don't work it, if you don't use it, if you don't meditate, if you don't use the word of God, life gonna take you out. You got to have some type of defense. It's your offense and your defense. We got the plug. You got everything you need. He said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging for bread. He can feed us. He can clothe us. He can give us protection. Everything that we stand in need of, he can cover us. He can keep us. He can give us power. He can cause us to triumph. He can do all things except fail. So whatever you need from God, you got the plug. You got what you need. You got the hookup. You got what you need. You just got to stay connected to it. You got to connect to the source in order to get the resources. A lot of times we want God's blessings, but we don't necessarily want God. That ain't how it go. It's him, his word, his son, and his Holy Spirit. They all work together. You can't separate them. That's all I have for tonight. I thank you guys once again for coming on. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We bless your name on tonight. We thank you for being such a good God. We thank you for being a kind God and for being a merciful God. We thank you, Lord God, that you allowed us to see another day, a day that we never seen before, nor will we ever see again. We thank you that we woke up with your grace and your mercy, for your mercies are new every morning. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the source, you are the plug. You're all that we need, Lord God. Everything that we need is tied up in you, Lord. And you have the resources that we need for everyday life. Lord God, we pray in the name of Jesus that we stay connected. You said that Jesus is the vine. We are the branches. You are the gardener. And you cut and you clip the things off of us, Lord God, so that we can bear fruit, God. We want to bear fruit in our season, Lord God. We want to bear fruit in this life, Lord God, but we need you, Lord God. You are the source and you have all the resources, Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus, if those that are listening on tonight do not have a connection with your word, I pray, Lord God, starting today that they will connect with your word like never before. I pray, Lord God, that they will connect in worship, Lord God, because something changes in us when we worship, Lord God. We have a different perspective. We have a different mindset, Lord God. We have a different hunger, Lord God, that you will lift us above our circumstances, Lord God. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, Lord. And so we can be set free in your presence, Lord God. We can be delivered in your presence, Lord God. And so we thank you, Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus that they stay connected to the weight, Lord God. There's purpose in waiting on you. There's purpose in enduring the suffering, Lord God. For you have promised us, Lord God, that those who wait upon you, you shall renew us, Lord God. You should renew our strength, Lord God. Where we couldn't fly, we'll be able to fly. We shall mount up with wings as eagle. We shall run and not be weary. We can go through life not worry about anything, Lord God, because we realize and understand and trust that you're in control, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint, Lord God. No matter what we walk in, even if we walk into the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for thou art with us. Thou rod and our staff comfort us, and surely, Lord God, you'll be with us. We thank you, Lord God. And we give you praise, Lord God, for being with us in our waiting season, Lord God. Some of us in our waiting season, we're waiting for you to do what you promised. We're waiting for you to show us, Lord God. This is the reason why we had to wait. We're waiting on the promises of you. What you said in your word is yes and amen. And so, God, this is the confidence that we have. We're persuaded by you, Lord God, that nothing, Lord God, should deter us, Lord, away from your plan, for your provision for our life. And so we thank you on tonight, Lord. We give you glory. We honor you not just with the fruits of our lips, Lord God, but we honor you, Lord God, with the posturing of our heart. We honor you, Lord God, with our living, not just our living, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God, in how we walk and how we talk, Lord God, how we represent you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, you say if we don't obey you, Lord God, we can keep the sacrifice, because our sacrifice means nothing without obedience, Lord. I pray, Lord God, that the sound of my voice, those who need to connect with you and worship, word in waiting, Lord God, will be obedient, Lord God, to what you have said, Lord God, and what you're doing in our life, Lord God, that they will be obedient, Lord God, to serve you, Lord God, until they die. In Jesus' name, we pray for the backslider. We pray for those that don't know you, Lord God. We're calling all people to know you, Lord God. You said if you be lifted up, you draw them into yourself, God. And so we lift you up, Lord. We realize, Lord God, that it's only because of you. It's because of your death and your resurrection that we are here today, Lord. And so we thank you. We give you honor. And we love you, Lord God, because you first loved us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and praise God. Thank you guys for being on here tonight. Listen, if this word bless you, share it with someone. Share it with someone that needs to know the word of God, who needs to know that we got the plug, we got the hookup, and that plug is Jesus. He is the source. God is the source. Jesus is the source. The Holy Spirit, they're all Trinity in one. We have what we need when we have access to everything else that we need to make it in this life. If you're living without something and you're in need of something, you got the plug today. That's all I have tonight. Thank you, guys. Thank you for coming on. I'm excited. I'm excited for your life. Know that I'm praying for you. I'm not just coming on here encouraging you, that I actually are praying for you. I'm praying for your life. I'm praying for your life to be better. I'm praying for God to perfect those things which concern you. You just have to stay connected. Don't take this as just some little thing that I do. No, this is God. This is what he's doing. I know it's not popular. Yeah, I don't have no quick fixes. I don't have no Burger King and McDonald's and all that kind of stuff to give you, but I do have some word. I have some real meat. And if you chew it and you digest it, I promise you, you'll grow, your life will change, your family will change. You'll begin to see the blessings of God on your life like never before. I'm not doing this because I don't know. I'm doing this because I do know. Jesus was the best thing that ever happened to me. And as I continue to grow in him, he continued to change me. He continued to change the things around me. I'm living on the promises of people that prayed before me. My great-grandfather, my grandmothers, people who had their generation in mind while they was praying. I'm a product of that. I'm a preacher because my great-grandfather was a preacher. It's in me. I just can't help myself. This living word is in me. And so I didn't see my life like this. I never saw it. I knew at the early age that I loved God and I was a worshiper, even like as young as 5 years old. I remember worshiping God in church, but I never knew that there was a call in my life because I didn't understand it. But now I do, and it all makes sense. I am where I'm supposed to be, doing what I am supposed to be doing, and I don't take it for granted. And so I thank you guys for your support. I thank you guys for entrusting me with the word of God. I don't take it lightly. It is a serious thing for me. And so I don't get on here and teach you no anything and tell you anything. I'm not going to give you $1 million in prophecy. I'm just not. I'm going to give you what the word says. Now, I'll give you Ecclesiastes 5:18-20, that he says that your toil, your T-O-I-L, your toil will work for you, and it won't be in vain, that you have to work in this life, and you'll know that it's a gift from God, because he's going to bless it. And so I know that everybody is flocking to all kind of doctrine, but the real doctrine is going to cause you to change and to grow and to mature. And so that's all I have on tonight. Thank you, guys. I love you guys. And, you know, I tell you, just be wise. Be wise. Have understanding. Create your own boldness. Seek your own change. I love you guys. I will see y'all. Is this the third? I think this is the third. Let me make sure. You know, I'll see you guys next week on the 21st, March 21st. This is the second Thursday. So I'll see you guys next week. And I think next week I'm going to talk about, let me see. Oh, next week I'm going to talk about growing don't feel good. So I'll see you guys next week. I love you guys. Y'all be blessed. Good night.